Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on Demand.
Hi, we are Pure Clean Restoration Regina, and today we're at Modern Men's Salon disinfecting and applying Aegis Microbe Shield Protection. Aegis Microbe Shield creates a layer of confidence when reopening your business. It actively works in between cleanings to reduce the microbial load and keep places like Modern Men's Salon safer in between regular cleaning practices. As Saskatchewan reopens and the salons prepare for more traffic, this protection is an extra level of security for both staff and customers.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Doug Flutie has been chosen the all-time Stampeders quarterback over Bo Levi Mitchell.
Guys, I know people with the Stamps that worked with both Bo Levi and Flutie. They will tell you Bo's better. Because I would vote for Bo, and I don't really even like Bo.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, welcome to Hour 2 of the RP Show, everybody. It is Facebook Live only here in Hour 2. We said goodbye to our Game Plus listeners from Hour 1. And what was a fantastic Hour 1 of the program? Brian Propp, Flyers great. Sean Burke, NHL great. Dare I say Devils and Whalers great. Nice reconnecting with him. We're going to talk a little more about... more hockey this hour, but also some football. Paul Figler coming up from the website dubnetwork.ca. Clark said it best yesterday. It's the Western Hockey League's version of 3downnation.com. Writers all across the league, and that includes me writing on the Regina Pats and Moose Jaw Warriors, which we've learned, breaking news, by the way, from the aforementioned Paul Figler. The Moose Jaw Warriors have hired Gordon Burnett as their assistant coach, a vacancy that was created last January when Mark O'Leary took over as head coach from the departed Tim Hunter. Lots to get to before we bring in Paul Figler and Angus Reid of the BC Lions, not the pole guy. Angus Reid, the Hall of Fame center of the BC Lions, will be with us. We're asking, in the wake of the Patrick Mahomes 10-year, $450 million contract, and his home stadium is Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City, what's the one stadium in the NFL that you haven't been to that you'd like to go to that is on your bucket list? The number one. For me, it's Arrowhead. Yours, you said, CenturyLink in Seattle.
Yeah.
It's very awesome.
Yeah, I'd love to do that.
From the Prairie Mobile text line at 306-840-8777. Prairie Mobile, your authorized SaskTel Mobility dealer. Jim Wagner writes in and says, never been to an NFL game. My son wants us to make it to a game at Lambeau Field to see the Packers. Now, I'd like to go to Lambeau, too. I could sit here talking about this for hours. I just don't want to go to Green Bay.
Yeah.
I hear it's not that exciting.
No, the game day would be great. Going around the small town on game day would be awesome. But the rest of it, I don't know. And then Kansas City would be awesome. Loudest stadium in the NFL. They won that competition. But I don't know that we could entice our viewers for the RP show trip to go to Kansas City.
Because
you want to go to hot destinations.
It's all about sales, buddy.
Yeah.
But we could sell them.
Sell them on Kansas City.
I'd probably just take my wife to Kansas City, and I'd be happy to go down there. But it's about the barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
What other things you going to do? What's Green Bay famous for? Yeah. The Packers, and that's it. And I get, look where we're sitting. Like, I totally get it.
Yeah.
But for me, it's Kansas City. We're asking our viewers, what's yours? Janelle Barkman's watching. She says, I really want to see a game in Dallas, but highly recommend Atlanta. This is with the caveat, of course, that they're all great. I realized this when I was hosting a sports trip down to Tampa Bay in 2013. I was like, man, there's a parade going by. There's bands playing outside every corner of the stadium. They're handing stuff out everywhere. The tailgating, of course, is unbelievable. This is at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay. I'm like, every Sunday is a Grey Cup.
Yeah.
Everyone. I mean, in the Canadian Football League, we do it once a year, really, with the flyovers and the big halftime acts. Really, once a year. In the NFL, they do it every Sunday. Our director of scouting, Craig Smith, writes in and says, game day at Lambeau is amazing. I don't doubt that for a second. But I want to go to Kansas City. Can I just say Kansas City for me?
Yeah. I want to see the new stadium that's being finished in L.A. With the massive, is it 200-foot video screen or bigger, the ring that goes all the way around. Like, it looks just unbelievable and open, and the game day in California would be outstanding.
Well, if you're a stadium nerd like me, the same company designed Cowboys Stadium, which is now AT&T Stadium, Mosaic Stadium, home of the Saskatchewan Roughriders, and now that stadium in L.A., same company, HKS Design.
Wow.
And Mark Williams, their spokesman, is a good friend of mine. He said, next time you're in L.A., come on down. So maybe we should all come on down to L.A.
I think we should.
Hey, Jordan, let's do it one more time. Quick six show topics. Can we do it just to recap them? Thank you. Patrick Mahomes deal, 10 years, $450 million. Who negotiated it? Lee Steinberg. Yeah, you remember him from being on this show 10 days ago. Point two, Dallas FC has pulled out of the MLS is back tournament, which is supposed to begin tomorrow. Does anybody see disaster written all over this tournament? I'm hoping for the best. Point three, NHL, NHLPA agreed to protocols and a CBA extension. I'd say bravo, NHL. Now you're starting to get a lot of kudos from the pundits saying the same thing. Bravo, guys, for getting it together, coming together.
Big time.
Point four. What makes the NHL think they can pull this off when MLS seemingly can't? Is it because the hub cities are in Canada? Maybe. Point five, is Brent Sopel right? Is the return to play for the NHL stupid? Should they just scrap the playoffs and start over in October? I never thought about that. I never even once considered it. And by the way, I don't think the NHL did either. And point six, the Manitoba Chief Public Health Officer, Dr. Brent Rusin, says they welcome the CFL if done safely. And the quote that got my attention was, he said, we have to learn to live
with this virus. We can't hide forever. And the addendum to that, the footnote, is Nakus Onyeka, the Riders linebacker, coming out on Twitter saying, it won't matter if Ottawa pays for this hub city quarantine, the federal government, if we, the players, don't agree to the CBA, this crappy CBA or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go out on video chat and bring in Paul Figler from dubnetwork.ca. There he is. You laughed yesterday when I wrote my newest employer, Paul. Is that not true that I'm writing for you at Dub Network?
You're absolutely right, Rod. I don't know. I don't really think of myself as an employer per se.
Well, you are. And for the new, when you say the newcomers, because I've been reading Dub Network for some time. You've been running it for a few years. But for those that may not have heard of it, what do people need to know about dubnetwork.ca covering the Western Hockey League?
Well, we're a website that is media focused on trying to get the stories out about the WHL players, their staff, even fans. We do everything we can to get people involved in the Western Hockey League, and we just have a good time doing it. There's a nice little group of writers we've got, and yeah, it's just a really good time.
Well, you know, it was producer Clark yesterday who said dubnetwork.ca is the three down nation of the Western Hockey League. And I thought, what a great way to do it. Writers in every market. I said to my wife, I said, with me writing for this website, I'll be exposed everywhere from Winnipeg to Portland and everywhere in between. That's where your readers are from. I know you guys do great numbers there. But let me ask you this, Paul. You had to shut the site down, or it was your decision. You didn't have to do it. You know, because of pandemic-related concerns, there wasn't a lot going on in the Western Hockey League. And then you decided to fire it back up, which made me very happy. What was it like in between? What was the reaction from your readers and the teams and so forth?
I got a lot of messages from a lot of people saying that they really hoped that things would turn around, that we would be able to bring the site back. And for me personally, it was tough. I definitely had a bit of lull myself. I was trying to find things to do. I spent a lot of time doing the website with all the different people who are involved, and it just was a bit of a struggle for me for the month or so. And I had a lot of people in my corner, you know, kind of pushing me to do more. So it was great to get it started again. And, you know, having people like yourself and Les Lazaruk and even Brian Weeb, who does BCHL Network, we really just kind of came together, started it up again, and I really appreciate it.
By the way, dubnetwork.ca is the place to go to read it. What's up there right now I saw was certain teams' very first ever tweet. And let's be honest, we are scrambling to find things to write about right now. There's no doubt. What did you dig up for some teams' first ever tweets? Because it's kind of an interesting, fun little twist on things.
Well, I'll leave the funniest one for last. But a lot of teams were just introducing themselves to the world of Twitter. We had a few that would do things like talk about a recent draft pick. There was a couple that were at the draft. But the team that I cover myself, and I live in the city of Red Deer, they decided to tweet about the Toronto Blue Jays, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, hey, it's the Wild Wild West social media. Write about whatever you want. Zach, one of our viewers, says, question for Paul. Is there a chance of a WHL season for 2020-21? And obviously we're all, I think, literally praying that there will be some hockey, kind of keeping our ear to the ground. What do you think the chances are that we see this league starting on time October 2nd?
I'm trying really hard to be a positive person about this situation, but the more I look at it, the more I read, the way the coronavirus is being handled in the United States, it's just, I'm not real 100% sure that we're going to see an October 2nd start. There's a way for them to do something after Christmas or early in the new year. I think that that's more of a possibility. Something that just came to my mind yesterday is with Edmonton being one of the hub cities for the NHL, how's that going to affect the Edmonton Oil Kings getting started for October 2nd? And I'm not real sure that we're going to see October 2nd being the actual start of the season for the WHL.
How do you plan to keep busy at dubnetwork.ca? I know I've got my, there's hirings going on. There's still news going on. You're the one that alerted me to Gord Burnett being hired by the Moose Jaw Warriors as an assistant coach. So I guess it's just digging in the corners a little deeper, I would guess.
That's exactly right, Rod. We have to, scour the internet for, postings on Facebook or Twitter or various websites, or, rely on some of our contacts and some of our writers to dig up that information. And then there's also things like being able to write about top tens or writing about, the history of the team or the coaching staff or interviewing former players. Like there is a lot of stuff that can be done. I think that, like you mentioned in your article, that there's, I hate to say it, but there's some lazy people out there, and we don't want to be lazy. Let's get, let's pull up our socks and get some articles out there so people have something to read in this time.
All right. Well, I couldn't agree more. You can expect my next column probably coming your way Saturday. But Paul Figler, thanks for this. I'm just so happy that you did fire the website back up, being the huge Dub fan that I am. And let's keep in touch and stay safe out there.
Absolutely. Same to you guys.
Paul Figler joining us from Red Deer, dubnetwork.ca. Everybody, you got a lot of fans he recruited to watch.
Oh, yeah.
F to the I to the GGY. Figgy. That from Ben Isalugat, writing in, a fan of Paul Figler's. Here's the one thing, I do want to sprinkle in a little more CFL talk here, and we'll get Angus Reid's take on where we stand in Canada with the CFL in a moment. But the WHL will be back. Obviously, the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, they're all going to be back. The question is with the CFL. And I'm really trying to figure out whom I believe. Some of us, can I call myself a pundit in the CFL now? Would that be?
Sure.
What would be the best?
Yeah. I think that's.
Advocate?
Advocate? No.
No.
You are an advocate.
I'm trying to piece together every bit of info from everybody that I talk to.
Yeah.
And Nick Lewis was a really good resource yesterday in his interview in terms of the business model being changed for the CFL, that it needs to change. Well, I was talking to my wife about this last night over supper. Hey, if we had a vote around here and we talked about the business model of the RP show had to change. Hey, Rod. Hey, Darren. You need to take pay cuts. How do you feel about that? No. Motion denied. We move on.
Yeah.
Right? So if we say the GMs and the presidents and the guys that are making all the money in the CFL, you guys need to take pay cuts. You know who's going to make the decision on how the business model will change in the CFL? The business makers in the CFL.
Not you and me.
Well, I'm just saying.
We can push them, but yeah.
They're the guys that have kind of put the CFL in this position. I can't see them voting to take pay cuts themselves. Now, that's the one thing. That's where Nick kind of, zeroed in on. The CFL comes back, the business model needs to change, and I will not hold my breath on that. But we also then can't decide as a fan base of the CFL, people that love the CFL, what the next CFL should be. Because I think, and I've said it how many times, and I think you agree with me, to continue to fight with the NFL is not worth it. It's just not worth it.
No.
And yet, and I just, to say it's easier, I don't like saying that. I could see my dad just whipping me with his belt if I said that it's easier. Don't want to take the easier way. It's the smarter way. Because there are those, I'm hearing it a lot, and these are from the football purists in the country. Rod, the CFL was built on Canadians. Shoot, Brian Propp talked about Jerry James earlier, Lionel Conacher, those kinds of guys. Yes, they built the CFL. But is that what we're going back to? Is that what we need to go back to, a league that's 90 to 95% Canadian? We can, but don't necessarily tell me the last 50 years the CFL's been built on Canadians, because it hasn't. Just here where we live, Ronnie and George, that's all you heard about growing up. George and Ronnie, Ron and George. They're Americans. Ron Lancaster and George Reed. What are we talking about? Doug Flutie, Bo Levi Mitchell, the vote for the all-time Stamps quarterback. So I'm sorry. I like the idea of a 10-team CFL featuring the best Canadian players with only the best Americans that are willing to come up here. Can you sell it? Because football fans on this continent are wise enough to see the disparity between NFL football and what will be a U Sports All-Star League. They can see it.
Yeah.
Can you sell it? And can you fill beautiful new stadiums in Winnipeg and Saskatchewan, refurbished in Ottawa, and new stadium in Hamilton? Can you sell that? I don't think you can, folks. There's just not enough fans of that. But if you go to NFL Canada, all of a sudden you're marketing to the world.
The world is so much smaller than it's ever been. I grew up with two channels when I started. So you got Canadian channel and Canadian channel. So you got Canadian content and Canadian content, right? Now you got Brady, who's a young kid, and his most favorite team is an American NFL team in Seattle.
Right.
You know, you got the kids who are so exposed to North America and the world. So it's no longer that we're only exposed to our country. So it was built off of that. Now we're exposed to the world. You have to compete. The competition is so much stronger.
Joe Lazito's watching in New York. He says, RP, CFL pundit, advocate, ambassador. Well, those Canadian football purists probably wouldn't like me being tabbed as an ambassador because I'm saying this model that we have right now isn't working. And Neil Shuchuk's watching in Whitecourt, Alberta. He says, CIS football is all Canadian. It doesn't sell like the CFL. None of them sell like the NFL. So it's the phrase, if you can't beat them, join them. Anyways, we'll take a break, come back with a sports update. We got Angus Reid coming up, BC Lions great. We'll get his take on all these things. Stick around. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse is a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rob.
Hey, welcome back to the RP Show, everybody. Just ahead of Angus Reid, I got to read these comments first. Colin McAnulty in Ottawa, or it's Colin McAnulty writes in. He says, the NFL doesn't want us, Rod. The league doesn't make money, and they've been pretty clear they don't need to fund a minor league. How do you know that? Send me the link. I don't believe you. We've never been in this situation before. Comment just slid off the screen. I can't remember the dude's name. He said, where does the XFL fit in? They don't. They went bankrupt in March.
She gone.
Yep, she gone. Brian Warwishin writes in from the BC Lions Den podcast. He says, I'm back. Sorry, Rod Squad. I haven't been missing for ages, Rod. Just busy times with work and haven't been able to tune in. I promise to do better. I'm calling them out. Listen, Brian, a lot of things have changed around here in terms of decor since we last saw you. Let's show the full screen. We're hanging out with Damon Allen, Mike Riley, Lou Pisaglia. There it is. Whoa, we're... This Lou Pisaglia, what is that thing you called it, a Russian something?
He's a nesting doll. Russian
looks
nesting
a
doll.
Lot more like Ron Jeremy than Lou Pisaglia.
It does.
I don't know who did
it
that,
does.
But
I know.
Darnell Theris writes in from Rockstar Supply Chain. He says, good morning from the highway construction between Regina and Yorkton. Clearly, he's pulled over watching the program today. Hey, Dar. It's going to be a photo finish again for the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Yesterday was Nick Lewis. The fans love them some Nick Lewis.
Do they ever?
I don't know what it is.
I know.
Because he's outspoken. He's eloquent. A babushka doll. There you go. A babushka, says Brian Warwick. Babushka.
Yeah, that's it.
I thought a babushka was a...
Wasn't that the thing
blanket.
They wear on their head
yeah.
or whatever?
That Ukrainian went, well, he would know.
Baba wears
he's
a babushka.
He would know. A babushka doll. Zach Nelson, our researcher in Calgary, writes in. He says, March 20th, the XFL went bankrupt, just so you know. I don't believe the NFL doesn't want to buy the CFL. I kind of get a kick out of it. Guy stopped me in the gym this morning. Joel watches the show all the time. He goes, is it true that the NFL is going to buy the CFL? That's what I'm hearing. And I'm like, no. That just started here. We were spitballing. That's one potential investor for the CFL. And I'm going to tell you, this is not a small thing that Nakis Onyeka, Rider linebacker, is saying today. It doesn't matter if Ottawa steps up to fund the CFL playing in 2020 if we players don't accept their crappy offer. If he's saying that publicly, what does that tell you? They don't like the deal being pitched to them by the owners. And then they don't play. And then teams like your friendly neighborhood Saskatchewan Roughriders, who say they'll lose $10 million if they don't play this year, are on the verge of bankruptcy. What are people not getting?
I don't know. I mean, if Nakis Onyeka is tweeting that and he's thinking that, he's not the only one. Guys don't want to go out there and just go against the herd, go against your teammates. You know, the conversations you're having, he's not the only one. Is enough of them feel that way that we'll actually vote it down? That's yet to be seen.
That was a glimpse into the psyche of the players right now. I'm going to save this sports update because our next guest is ready. And just before we do, I'm just going to update the poll results here, folks. For Canada's Game of the Week in the Canadian Football League Sim Season 2020, because we're computer-generating the games. Here's the actual Week 5 schedule. Thursday night football, Montreal at Winnipeg. Friday night football, Calgary at Hamilton. And a Saturday doubleheader, Toronto at Saskatchewan, followed by Ottawa at BC. The winner of the vote, we will broadcast on Facebook Live. The computer simulation, Doug Flutie's Maximum Football. Calgary at Hamilton is leading. And our crew wants to do Ty Cat Stampeders just to see the reaction from across the nation.
Oh, yeah.
So, vote. You got 24 hours to do it. Let's bring him in now. Angus Reid has one heck of a story. There he is. Whoa, where'd he go? Hey, Angus. Yeah, no kidding. Since the last time I saw this, ladies and gentlemen, was a pro football offensive lineman, Grey Cup champion, now motivational speaker and doing a lot of things. Angus, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. We're doing well out in BC. Life is okay given the craziness that is out there. Everything's pretty good.
You know what? I'd like to start there, as a matter of fact, is we've had everybody on recently from Wally Buono, Dave Babich, lots of Vancouver area guys, Rashawn Simonis. Can you talk about just the pandemic, how it's affected your life and where you think this might be going in terms of just society out in the West Coast?
Yeah, well, I think we've been very fortunate in BC to have done a very good job from the get-go. We've had great leadership from Dr. Bonnie Henry, and I guess you're seeing now what a masterful job she's done with a place that has a decent-sized population in British Columbia. And so, you know, everything goes down and really kind of shut yourself at home and stay away from things as best you can. Now, you know, outside of... stores being a little emptier because they're trying to keep a little more space. Everything's is getting back to normal and you don't see it as much as maybe elsewhere. And the numbers speak for themselves too. I mean, we're really fortunate. I mean, every day we hear numbers like, you know, 13 new cases, 15 new cases in a population our size. That's pretty impressive. But I will say like coming back from any injury that you would have in the in your sports career, this can be the most dangerous time because you don't want to start thinking and go back to your old ways of living. So we have to be kind of vigilant to stay diligent to doing the right things so we can keep moving forward and not regress backwards because we think we're all good now. And I think that's my general thoughts on moving forward from this pandemic. Remember, we're never moving back. No one's going back. The world is never going back. We move forward, and we either move forward better or worse. And I think to move forward better, we just have to be more maintain our cautious outlook and our way of doing things. We can't stop living, but we can't live carelessly. I really do.
You know, Angus, you make a lot of sense. You say some great things, and I'm going to get your thoughts on CFL return to play in a moment, and for that matter, the NHL, but your Wikipedia has you listed at 6'1", 305. I'm sure you're still 6'1". I know. I'm sure you're still 6'1", but what are you tipping the Toledo's at now?
I think I look about 6'4" now. I think when you shrink horizontally, you gain vertical. I'm probably about 230. You know, I'm about 80 pounds down from my playing weight. I laugh that I'm lighter now than when I was in high school. And I don't know how many 43-year-olds can say that about their life. So, I worked hard when I was done to make. I made a very conscious, deliberate decision to lose as much weight as I could to get healthy. And I'll tell you right now, Rod, whether you're an offensive lineman or not, professional athletes in almost any sport aren't healthy. They're great at their sport, and they've made their body do what it needs to be. Generally at the expense of health, you know, whether it's make yourself as strong as possible, as fast as possible, have as much endurance as possible, that's always at the expense of something else. And health is about having great balance and having everything in some sort of assembly of equilibrium. And so I was trying to, for the first time in my life, figure out what that even means. All I'd known since I was a teenager was make yourself as big and strong and as explosive as possible at the cost of everything else. And I did that for, you know, 20 some odd years of my life. And here I am trying to learn what just feeling good means. And
I tell you, the comments are going crazy. You're going to want to go back and watch this interview. Craig Smith, our director of scouting, writes in. You probably would have crossed paths with Smitty somewhere. Two-time Grey Cup champion.
Yeah, I know Craig well.
He says, Angus can play on my team anytime. Of course, now he'd be a fullback. But even the Lions fans are writing in, they wouldn't have recognized you, Angus. And I have to say, I've been watching your career for a very long time. You were part of the Lions during those wars with the Riders, of course, and it was so much fun. I guess I was going to save the memory lane stories for later, but I guess got to say this. I was in the Shark Club when you guys came in with the Grey Cup. You were carrying it. Was that 2011 Grey Cup the highlight of your life, by the way? Because it sure looked like it when you won it.
Yeah, I would say, you know, we won in 06 and we won in 11, or I won in 06 and 11, and we lost in 04. So, you know, I was lucky enough to play a long career. Play 13 years is kind of rare. So you never know. You can't go, you know, when you make it, you're always thinking tomorrow could be over. So you don't sit here and go, well, I got 13 years in this league. We got lots of time. So I remember thinking, wow, maybe that was our only shot. You let it slip away. And that was really crushing. And so when we won in 06, it was that kind of, wow, we got it done. You know, we did this. I have a ring. You know, whatever else happens in my career, this is something I'll have forever. And that was a great team. And I think I was 29 or 30 years old, sort of in the prime of my career with all my other friends being about the same age. And then 2011 for our team was something I'll never forget, because those that follow the CFL may remember that we started 0-5. We were last place in the whole league. And no team in professional football, not just the CFL, but professional football history had ever won a championship starting 1-6. And so we did that, and winning it at home makes a memory that is pretty hard to top it. But me personally, I was 34 years old at the very end of my career. I'd come back from a really nasty foot injury that when I shattered my foot in Regina in 09, that I was told I'd never play again. So I had made a comeback. And so everything culminated into that 2011 season being something that you know, companies or other teams to showcase what's possible, no matter how bad things can look at certain times, and what you can do with a group of people once, if you're really willing to come together and really care about the mission more than your personal agendas. It was an amazing ride, and to be able to do it at home in our own city with that brand new stadium being built that year was really a lot of variables that came together, making that pretty crazy, pretty special.
That's right. That was one of the greatest Grey Cups I've ever been at. The whole week, the game, it was all fun. We got a lot of comments and questions coming in from Lions fans that are watching. I'm going to try and roll them all into one with my next question, and that is, Angus, the current state of the CFL, the return to play, if you see it happening at all. I'm sure you're following the latest, or the initial offer to the players. And then how you see the Lions coming out of this, whether they play this year or not. Brian wants to know your thought on the state of the Lions, especially coming out of this pandemic. We're at a critical time in the CFL. Where do you see it going from here?
Yeah, I think there's two parts to that question. There's the critical point of the league, and suggests for probably the last two or three seasons, it's progressively been getting worse here before this pandemic hit. There's been their own issues. And that's a really, really layered issue that's happening locally here, where, I mean, our city is growing and expanding and becoming a, you know, and it's visited Vancouver. It's a world city now. You know, it's not the Vancouver of old that was this little port town where I grew up in. This is a global city that has people from all over the world living here that have diverse and fell here as the Lions is fighting tooth and nail to maintain relevance amongst this diverse population that we have. And we have that monster big brother, the Seattle Seahawks, just down the road that have not just had people come down to them, but they are here themselves with their offices fighting for market share and selling this, you know, really, really high-priced product that's really dressed up nice and has been luring people down more. So we've had an ongoing issue here in Vancouver for people that, for some, aren't local from here, didn't grow up watching the Lions, and some, football just is a foreign sport, so you're trying to educate them on the sport in general and why they should come out to watch this great entertainment value. So it's a fight that I don't know will ever end. It's a fight worth fighting, though, and it's a fight that the Lions have to keep being creative with, which I think they do a good job. I really think that the Lions do a great job on social media, where the world is turning. They do a great job of entertaining people that way, trying to reach the kids that way, but it's not an easy... we are so diverse and so getting so big here that we have to keep trying to reach people, keep trying to find reasons to not just watch the game. But as you and I know, Rod, this is a gate-driven league, and the real challenge is we need to convince people why they should come down to the stadium, why you should fight 50 minutes of traffic and pay ridiculous amounts for parking and pay a ridiculous amount for a hot dog and a soda to come and watch a game in person. And they need to give you the reason to get through all those excuses and show up. And then that you say, wow, you're right, I don't get that watching on my TV. I can't get that sitting on my couch, and I can't have a bonding experience with my friends and my children like this anywhere else except getting to the game. And so they need to keep doing that. I mean, you and I know, Rod, football is a great TV sport. It's wonderful, but there's nothing like seeing it in person if done right. And that's the hook, where you want to build memories of going to a game. And we have to keep convincing people why you should show up and why you should get past all those excuses, because this by watching it on TV, and they got to sell that, and then they got to deliver when you get people here, and you got to keep fighting that. Now on the league perspective, I think it's the same issue on a larger scale. You know, it's you're fighting all kinds of issues with people right now, where money's tight, time is tight, everything is tight, and you're getting pulled in every other direction for your attention and your money and your passion and your support. And so the CFL is not no different than any other product out there. They need to keep fighting to be relevant and keep fighting to earn people's time, their money, their passion, and their support. And I think you have to keep fighting. I don't know what the answer is, but I know, you can't support you just because. I think we're way past the mantra that support your own team. You know, support your home team. Why? Because it's your duty. Well, we're not a charity. You don't have to do this. The CFL's job and the BC Lions job and every team's job is to give fans a reason to support them. And if you haven't found it yet, then you have to keep hammering away and you have to make sure that they say, no, I got to give this a chance. And when they do show up, you got to give them reason saying that was worth it. That was worth the money. That was worth my time. That was worth the energy. And I got to do that again. That's going to be awesome. And you just have to keep going because the second you stop, as we're seeing right now, people move on. People will just move forward. And so the CFL, I do whatever they got to do to play football this year to make sure that you're reminding people, yeah, this is cool. This is important. I like this because in today's world, people aren't going to wait around for anything, no matter how much they used to or you think they should. They're going to go on to the next thing because people are busy.
Yeah, you nailed it. I'm actually speechless. Way to go, Angus. I have nothing better to say to that other than I do think the Lions are doing a great job. I do. They just got to keep doing it.
I do.
And I think that I hope that they involve you in it. And, of course, Wally's so recognizable out there. I don't know how they're going to do it, but you guys are guys that I hope that they do. By the way, Angus Reid has usurped Rod's rant for the day, brought to you by Bronco Plumbing and Heating, by the way. Mention Rod sent you and save 10% at Bronco Plumbing and Heating, which is another thing. I don't have to rant today. Angus did it. So
I do it every day. It's fine, Rod. I do it, and then my wife gets mad at me, and then we eat breakfast, and then we go about our day. So it's okay.
Well, yeah, perfect. Tell her that you can make a living out of doing that, which you're not ranting for a living, but you are doing some pretty cool stuff on the speaking tour, motivational speaking. You're my close friend. Winston Chapman's got great things to say about what you're doing. Oh, yeah. Of course, you visited with Winston. What a great young man. Can you just update your fans or CFL fans? What's up with Angus Reid these days?
Sure. Yeah, the speaking has been wonderful, and that happened organically. It was amazing, Rod. As you know, it starts usually with athletes being brought into schools and you're speaking part of programs. And that was early in my career. And then you get asked to come to a sports banquet and say a few words. And I realized I enjoyed it. And I realized people were saying, come speak to our sales team or leadership group. And I realized I was ending my career and transitioning, how much you learn from this great sport of football that does transfer. Now, you know, how to block a 4-3 slide cover 2 defense doesn't mean anything in the world, or how to adapt to a slanting nose guard when the end spike. I mean, who cares, right? I mean, it's irrelevant. But, you know, how to come together during adversity, how to communicate properly, how to bond together, a common goal, are universal truths that humans need to always keep working on, and very few sports in the world and very few activities in the world train that better than football, because, you know, I don't know any other sport in the world that will have 50 or 60 people fighting for a common purpose, and everyone has their own little role within that larger mission, and we're responsible and accountable to each other, or else nobody's going to win. And so you learn all about bringing what you can to help the bigger good, the greater good. And you learn about accountability and you learn about discipline, but really you learn about problem solving. You learn about problem solving on the macro level to a week and looking at your opponent and saying, look, how are we going to not only attack them, but prevent them from attacking us? And you sit there and you discuss and you plan and you plot, but you learn about problem solving on the micro level. So in between every play, that quick 20-second huddle burst where you look at each other and go, what the hell just happened? How are we going to fix this? And you do that in 15 seconds. So you learn a lot about dropping your ego, dropping your emotions, and solving problems very quickly again and again and again. And that's kind of rare in today's world. People would just rather argue and yell at each other and say, well, this doesn't work. You're an idiot. It's your fault. But nothing gets better. Nothing gets done. And people just say why the world sucks. But in football, you solve problems. Or you don't succeed. And so you take that out in the real world, and it just comes down to better communication, better understanding, better questions, listening, and actually caring about wanting to improve, not just wanting to blame somebody and have an excuse and move on with life. So my speaking revolves a lot around helping teams become better problem solvers, helping them collaborate better, helping them understand that we're here to get better, and what's good for the team is good for the individual. And that's kind of lost in our system. What's in it for you is helping the team win, you win. That's all it's about. What can you do to help people around you get better? And you will get everything you want in life instead of looking around going, what am I getting out of this? You look, what can I bring to this? And all these great things. And I love it. I love working with companies and teams and anyone that's trying to improve each other as a whole. So this whole pandemic has kind of railroaded my normal business model, shall we say, the whole conference speaking, the whole group speaking, turns these large gatherings. So doing a lot more of what we're doing here today. You know, I'm adapting, using technology, still trying to speak as groups. It's not as good. I don't like it as much. I'm an energy guy. I like to move around. I like to eye contact people. That's a little hard to do. It's a little goofy. It's a little strange. Trying to make eye contact with 50 people on Zoom. I don't know how you do it yet. I'll figure that out. But yeah, just trying to take all the lessons I've learned and help other people with it. That's what I love to do.
Well, enjoy the downtime, because I know when we come out of this, you will be one of the busiest guys. I got to link you up with Lapolis because he's doing the same thing. And I saw Lapo. We put an event together. I'm like, you can take this to any boardroom around North America. It's the same thing that you're doing, Angus. And as you speak, I feel like Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday. The inches are all around us. We claw with our fingernails. Right? That's kind of what you're talking about. So, Gus, we got to roll. We're over for time, but right, keep guys in touch, and good luck with everything. I appreciate catching up.
Stay safe, everyone. Thank you.
You too. Angus Reid joining us from Vancouver. We'll be right back to pick up on that and more when we return. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's gonna be the same. Your vehicle's gonna look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I got to read this. Bidzy.com. You heard about this, right, Bidzy?
Yeah.
Bidzy.com is for people who don't know who to contact when they need something done. So instead of reaching out to multiple businesses, just Bidzy it. Bidzy connects businesses with customers. It's free to post projects and free for businesses to give it a try. Head to Bidzy.com to get started today. For instance, my brother posted a job about getting a tree ripped out of my parents' yard. this weekend.
Sweet.
And then companies come and bid on, ripping it out, and the best price wins. Smart.
Smart.
Bidzy.com. Ready for a sports update?
Oh, yeah.
Major League Baseball released its pandemic-shortened schedule Monday, featuring a tantalizing season opener between the New York Yankees and the World Series champion Washington Nationals, even as some teams were still bogged down by coronavirus concerns. By the time MLB revealed each team's 60-game slate Monday evening, the Nationals and Houston Astros, last year's pennant winners, had canceled workouts because of COVID-19 testing delays that one executive worried could endanger the entire season. The St. Louis Cardinals also scrubbed their practice for the same reason. Nick Markakis became the second Atlanta Braves veteran to opt out of the season, swayed by a phone call with teammate Freddie Freeman, who has been stricken with COVID-19. Meanwhile, more than a dozen Native American leaders and organizations sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell on Monday calling for the league to force Washington Redskins owner Dan Snyder to change the team name immediately. The letter was signed by 15 Native American advocates and obtained by the Associated Press. It demands the team and the NFL cease the use of Native American names, imagery, and logos with specific importance put on Washington, which last week launched a thorough review of its name. The letter was delivered on the same day that President Donald Trump voiced his opposition to any name change by the team. Several team sponsors have come out in favor of change recently, and Daniel Snyder showed his first indication of willingness to do so amid a nationwide movement to erase racially insensitive symbols. This sports update for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, corner of Idlewild and Circle Drive in Saskatoon. See their Facebook page for their takeout menu. See at Wendell's. It is Taco Tuesday. That's chicken tacos featured today for $13.99. And for Ben Cahoon's G2G protein bars, special July promo on right now for just $20, folks. Get the variety pack, all seven flavors that we brag about daily here. You know what that works out to? Seven bars, $20, less than $3 a bar. I'll do it for you.
Wow.
Don't worry about the promo code. Don't worry about anything. $20 for a box of bars. Order g2gbars.ca. Do it now. We are 36 likes away from a giveaway. Can we get there? Can you please go down to the bottom of your screen, folks that are watching on Facebook Live, and click like? If we hit over 100, we'll be giving away a random prize. Do we know what that is? Do we know what it is? Oh, Clark knows, but he's not ready to say yet. Okay. We have to hit 100, then they'll say what it is.
Okay.
Do you want to take a break here and come back for overtime or keep yakking it up? I thought we were taking another break. I thought we were doing the normal hour two. I thought that was what we discussed at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said four breaks this hour. Yeah, well, only one break. Then we take a second, so this would be the third. So he says we are in overtime.
Okay.
Thought we were doing the regular hour two. I thought that's what we agreed on.
It's
fine. It's fine. So
here we are.
Yeah. And here we are.
Welcome to our life.
Rick Haglund writes in and he says the only NFL stadium he's seen was the Hubert Humphrey Metrodome in 1984.
Whoa.
This is where we started it. Let's get back into the real fun stuff, our quick six show topics here. Started with Patrick Mahomes. Thank you, Jordan. Thank you. He is awake back there. Patrick Mahomes, 10 years, $450 million. Let's just drop an anchor on that for a second. Okay. Spend some time, if you will. I will, before I die, go to Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City. I got a lot of friends down there. I'm not saying I would be staying with them, but I would have people to see when I went to Kansas City. I don't think it would be hard to convince my wife to go down there. She loves the NFL, too. She just loves football. Go down, barbecue. But what the pundits are saying, and actually Lee Steinberg actually told Desmond Howard this, one of his former clients and now an ESPN analyst, this deal won't last 10 years. It'll be renegotiated 3-4 years into it.
Yeah.
For more money.
Oh, yeah. That's
right.
That's the big narrative right now is that, yeah, it's a 10-year deal, $45 million a season. But he's only going to play on this contract for 4 to 5 years. Because if not, it's a steal. The cap's going to go up. TV revenue is going to go up. It'll be renegotiated in 4 or 5 years to something else. So he'll be able to cash in 2 or 3 more times in his career. But it's just such a monumental deal.
Right.
And it's big. It's quite a big one. 25% of the team's cap. And now the video is, you know, here's the guys that are going to play with Patrick Mahomes now that he's taken up 25% of the cap. And it's a bunch of just like scrubs at a tryout, like some like funny video, right? But you got, now that's the challenge, to build a team around it on the cheap, because that'll be the next task. Won't be a lot of high-end superstars making
a lot of
money.
It's the BC Lions of the NFL, sorry to say.
Really is.
By the way, John Ohm's watching in Winnipeg. He says, $500 million, Rod. Wow. Well, don't forget, it is over 10 years, but it still, as we sit here today, works out to $45 million a year, which is still insane. And they are saying, I mean, we've all seen Patrick Mahomes play. He could go down in history as one of the all-time greats. As a matter of fact, last year people were comparing Troy Aikman and Patrick Mahomes. Aikman didn't like it, and I love Troy. Mm-hmm. I've got Aikman jerseys at home. He's my guy. He goes, don't compare me to Mahomes until he's got 3 Super Bowl rings. Well, he's got 1, Troy.
He's coming.
He's coming, Troy.
But that's going to make it awfully difficult now for Kansas City to continue to win Super Bowls. It's always been Tom Brady's MO. He's taken a little less money, never been the highest paid quarterback in the league. You can surround yourself with the Edelmans and the Gronks and other superstars, other really good players, to make sure that you have a team that can compete year after year. Because, yeah, your salary is great. Endorsements are awesome for salary, too, to bump you up. You only get endorsements if you're performing really well. You're playing in big games and on primetime TV, and you become a household name. And that happens when you win, too. So that's half the battle, is making sure you're on a team that wins or that you're a player who's marketable. That happens on good teams. So we'll be interesting to see what they do. But now, all of a sudden, I'm seeing the headlines saying, okay, Gruden, your rebuild better go pretty well, because you got to compete against that for 10 years.
Up against it. But why do racehorses have blinders?
Stay in your lane.
Just worry about yourself.
Yeah.
Ray, he got enough to do there in Las Vegas, let alone worrying about what's going on over in Kansas City. And by the way, if it's the BC Lions model and they can't afford to field a quality team roster around Patrick Mahomes, they shouldn't have to worry about it.
Right.
Right? Just do your own thing over there in Vegas, which, by the way, our friend Leo Ezrins is writing in. He is the executive director of the CFL Alumni Association. He wants to go to Vegas. That would be his number one stadium to go to. When I say I was there, I drove by it. Does that count? John Schmeiser is in Kansas City. One of our viewers writes in and he says, absolutely, lots of reports that there are incentives, and if they are reached, plus there's another Super Bowl win, the deal will be renegotiated. So that came right from Lee Steinberg, our close personal friend. We're tight. That this deal isn't going to last 10 years. But I'll say it again for those that weren't watching off the hop. When this deal was announced, I said, who's going to pay for this? So it's not going to look at the end like what it looked yesterday when it was announced. Have fans realized yet that they're paying for it? Who said earlier, betting sponsorships with the NFL will be paying this deal? That's still the consumer.
Oh, yeah.
Television contracts. It's not the network paying it. It is the industries that advertise on television that you support. It's all coming from the fans.
Yeah.
Do people understand that yet? I'm not sure that they do.
I don't think so. But it is. It's all coming from the fans. And if you're not filling the seats, prices of everything are going to go up. You know, if you're not buying the merchandise and doing those things, then the things you are buying, the beers and the hot dogs and the popcorn, that all goes up. The cost of the tickets go up. And that'll all happen but they don't realize it because nothing really changes in their day-to-day behaviors.
I know, but it's still coming out of their pocket. And actually, it's a good way to bring it back around on the CFL. The NFL has moved into Canada, and the CFL didn't even know it. They didn't even know it. And it actually took me getting out of the CFL to kind of sit and look at it. You look at the way the NFL Canada markets itself on social media. I just think maybe you're not selling the CFL to the NFL, but at least allowing them to be an investor, a partner. Fighting them is a battle you're never going to win. You're never going to win. And there's some people getting very upset at me for even suggesting the NFL become a part of the CFL. And listen, I'm not interested in fighting What is the definition of insanity? You know what it is, right?
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
And where are we at with the CFL?
Reaching the top of the cycle again.
Doing the same thing. Listen, guys, I care, but I don't care. Do your business how you want to do it. But you got players. This is going to be an interesting 24 hours with Nakis Onyeka. Did he trigger an avalanche of comments from players that think this is a crappy deal that they're getting from the CFL owners and governors? That's the sense that I'm getting. What did I say about controversy?
Yeah.
I can smell it like a fart in a car. It's coming. Open the windows. You're just smiling right there. You know what I mean.
I do.
So keep doing things the way you've always done them, and you're going to get what you've always got. And that's where you are. It's not a real nice place right now. Teetering on extinction. Tomorrow on the program, TSN CFL insider Dave Naylor. We've got Craig Smith, our director of scouting. And you had another guy on there, and you pulled him off. Rescheduled. So for sure, Dave Naylor and Craig Smith, and we'll see what else comes up. Mike Abumetric will be with us, 10-year CFL vet and Grey Cup champ. You good?
I'm good.
I'm going to post it right now, the Twitter poll. Vote on it for the rock star of the day, Brian Propp, Sean Burke, Paul Figler, or Angus Reid. We'll see you at 10 a.m. Mountain right here tomorrow on Facebook Live and Game Plus. Whoa! TV.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.